Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember when then Director of National Intelligence under Donald Trump, John Ratcliffe, told us, that's the top spy in the country. They see all of the intel, CIA, FBI, NSA. Said he was shocked, actually wrote a piece in Wall Street Journal, how shocked he was at how many people were owned in D.C., owned on Wall Street by China, either via payoffs like the kind that was on Hunter Biden's laptop, over $30 million for the Biden family, or through compromise. And he even went to Congress to do a report on it, but no one seemed to care, probably because they're all owned or bribed. So when people do certain things in this country, you've got to ask the question, what is their motivation? Because we're a very captured country, especially by our enemies, especially by China. So I thought we'd take a trip down memory lane, because Mark Kelly is currently threatening to prosecute troops that obey Donald Trump. He and the Democrats are trying to save their Marxist ally Maduro in Venezuela, who, by the way, Trump has just given a cease and desist warning to. Either get the heck out of Dodge or I'm going to blow you out of Dodge. You can leave now peacefully. I don't want to kill you, but I will. I'm going to see where this comes to a head. It's going to be interesting. So Kelly is pretending, as a former naval officer, that he is appalled. He just can't believe Trump would say mean things like that. And I'm sure he's only motivated by patriotism. Oh, wait a minute. The Chinese Communist Party-controlled company Tencent pumped millions into Mark Kelly's stratospheric balloon startup? Wait a minute. Didn't we have a thing with spy balloons under Biden? That's weird. Pumped millions into Worldview. That's the name of the company that he owns. In 2013 and 2016. So let me get straight. Mark Kelly took CCP-controlled Tencent money. And this is what the Chinese do. They'll have Chinese Communist Party members who are also business people. And they will go form a company. And then the company comes in and just pours money in. Yeah. Mark Kelly took Chinese Communist Party-controlled Tencent. That's the Chinese company money. For his balloon company, and then hid it in a blind trust when he ran for office. And he joined the Seditious Six to tell troops to defy Trump. Well, who's Venezuela again? Oh, one of China's biggest ally, if not the biggest ally in our hemisphere. Sure, he's not compromised. Because, you know, this sure benefits China. I mean, like, he's saying exactly what China would have him say to protect Maduro and Venezuela, isn't he? Including Democrats, I still can't get over this, putting up billboards threatening our troops not to obey illegal orders near the bases. Panicking them, as we're seeing in The Hill today. A largest number of troops ever is calling this, you know, free nonprofit Democrat run legal service. What do I do? Stay out of prison. You defy Trump or we'll put you there. Goodbye. Anybody going to ask about this Chinese money on the spy balloon company? Because that's like really super weird. Sounds exactly like Hunter Biden's Bohai Harvest deal, you know, where they come in and the Chinese spend millions of dollars investing in your company where you do things you have no experience in, but they think you're great, but you're also, you know, you're periphery to politics. It's exactly what they did. By the way, that was right around the time he began to come on the scene and get popular. The timing is incredible. Well, what does Maduro do for China? He does a lot of things. China launders billions for him, for starters, mostly through U.S. banks. We learned that from Bloomberg earlier this year. A lot of that's their human trafficking, fentanyl, and drug money that's run by the cartels. Who runs the cartels? You know, the ones in Mexico, ultimately. Well, their suppliers do. Who's that? Cartel de los Soles. Who's that? Well, that's essentially the Communist Party, the Marxist Party that runs Venezuela. It calls itself Cartel de los Soles. Remember, Tren de Aragua are their foot soldiers. Huh. Remember when we have been tracking these boats on satellite and they come from Shanghai, from China? Yeah. Well, what does Maduro specialize in? Fentanyl laced cocaine. Partnership with the Chinese. So this is, folks, this is China. This is Belt and Road. This is them projecting power in our hemisphere. And this is Mark Kelly, who took CCP-controlled Tencent money and then hid it in a blind trust. You couldn't see that he'd done it when he ran for office. And he's out there again saying exactly what China would have him say. There's always somebody to do it. And that's when we're not funding it. And think about it. Our Pentagon sent $52 million to the Wuhan lab for COVID virus research. USAID, an arm of the CIA, sent $52 million, oddly similar, $52 million for the collection of bat viruses they subsequently lost control of in those caves in China. Cool. They're all in on it. And who are the people standing up there telling you, telling members of the military they better defy Trump or else they might be tried later if Democrats win? Who is that? Well, Alyssa Slotkin, she's CIA, former CIA analyst before she became a senator. How weird is that, right? See how all of these connections go? Folks, you can't trust these politicians. You can't, because so many of them are owned by China. Now, Jesse Waters of Fox News has a warning for the American people about that video that was done by the Seditious Six, including the Chinese Communist Party's own Senator Mark Kelly. And he got a tip from sources, he says, inside the CIA about what's going on. I'll tell you. Coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.